With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Last month, a federal judge ordered that the Dakota Access Pipeline should be shut down and drained by August 5th. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers quickly appealed, and the D.C. Court of Appeals stayed the order. Now, the appeals court has affirmed that the pipeline does not have to be shut down immediately, but it lets stand the lower court's finding that the Corps violated federal law when it failed to complete an environmental impact study. Victoria Wicks has this story for SDPB.
D.C. District Judge James Boasberg has issued many DAPL rulings over the years. In this last one, he found that the Army Corps of Engineers violated the National Environmental Protection Act when it granted an easement for the pipeline to cross the Missouri River. Judge Boasberg vacated the easement, and the appeals court has left that part of his order in place. Jan Hasselman of Earth Justice represents the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. He says the case is now at an interesting place because it's going to happen in two courts at once.
The appeal will go ahead, even though the appeals court has indicated that the government and the company are not likely to succeed.
In its ruling, the appeals court directed the Corps to indicate if it intends to allow the pipeline to continue operating without an easement. And Hasselman says the Corps' answer might land them back in Judge Boasberg's court.
If the Army Corps says, well, we're going to continue to allow this project to operate in violation of federal law, well, the district court has another bite at the apple here and can issue an injunction shutting it down until a new permit is issued.
Hasselman says the appeals court did not find Judge Boasberg's ruling to be wrong, but that he did not make the necessary findings before issuing an injunction. The appellate panel will also consider briefs from parties wanting to join the case as amici curiae or friends of the court. One of those briefs will come from a coalition of 14 states, including South Dakota, who object to shutting down the pipeline because doing so will disrupt the flow of oil from North Dakota's Bakken fields and tie up rail transportation for grain if oil has to be hauled by train. The appeals court says it will expedite the case, scheduling it for oral arguments quickly after parties have filed briefs. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
Sioux Falls is abuzz with rumors about one of the world's biggest companies possibly coming to town, but the company itself isn't talking. SDPB's Seth Tupper has the story.
Kello TV reports that Amazon will build a massive fulfillment center in northwest Sioux Falls. Kello says it has copies of the building plans, but the station does not name its source. Meanwhile, Amazon won't confirm or deny the report. Spokeswoman Kirsten Wenker tells SDPB in an email, quote, "Amazon does not comment on rumors or speculation," end quote. The speculation centers on Foundation Park. That's an 800-acre area near I-29 and I-90. The Sioux Falls Development Foundation owns the park. Several companies have located there already. Bob Munt is president and CEO of the foundation. He says he can't comment on the Amazon rumors, but he says the foundation is seeking more companies for the park.
You know, we're working with brokers and developers right now, and we've got some good leads out there. Nothing solid at this particular point in time. And again, a lot of our stuff that we do is confidential, and we can't talk about it while we're in negotiations with them. So at this point, I'll just have to leave it at, you know, we're working with brokers and stuff to really market the property, and we've got some, you know, exciting challenges, I think, in the future.
Amazon is a giant online retailer. It has 175 fulfillment centers around the world. Workers in the centers pack and ship products to Amazon customers. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
After a five-hour special meeting Tuesday night, the Rapid City Area Schools Board of Education has not yet approved a back-to-school plan. Board members disagreed on requiring masks, and others desire more detailed safety measures from administration. SDPB's Jackie Hendry reports.
A recent district survey shows up to a quarter of parents in the Rapid City area are considering an off-campus option. Superintendent Lori Simon spent much of the meeting explaining four options for distance learning. They range from live streaming in-person classes to dedicating district teachers to only online instruction. The options could cost the district anywhere from $1.3 to $6 million. Another discussion revolved around requiring masks when social distancing on school grounds isn't possible. Superintendent Simon is basing that recommendation on medical advice at the local, state, and federal level.
they are all saying the same thing, that masks are absolutely critical in this process.
Board member Kate Thomas doesn't believe the district has that authority.
If you say for the good of the community, that sounds so socialistic and does not represent the United States. And I think that's why I feel this way so strongly. This is how we differentiate ourselves. We don't mandate things you can't enforce.
Other board members wanted more details on safety precautions. Amy Policki asked for a report on facility ventilation, guidelines on appropriate masks, and consideration of a split schedule to allow more social distancing.
It's like we're conducting the largest science experiment of our time. We're going to throw all of our kids and our staff back in school, and we're just going to wait to see what happens. Well, we know these variables we can control, and that will help us to be more successful.
Superintendent Simon will consider adding some of those elements to the final recommendation. The Rapid City Area Schools Board of Education is expected to vote on the back-to-school plan on Monday. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
Kindergarten enrollment in the Sioux Falls School District is below projections for the coming school year. While spring informational events were canceled because of COVID-19, the district is working to reach parents in other ways. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
Deanne Conrad is the Community Relations Supervisor for the Sioux Falls School District. She says this year the district is anticipating just over 2,000 kindergartners.
We're currently at 1,550, so about 450 kiddos out there potentially who have not yet registered.
But Conrad says the district isn't concerned about that. Each year, there are some families that wait until the first day of school to register their kindergartners, and the district only tracks the state-mandated enrollment count in late September. In other words, there's no way to know how current kindergarten enrollment compares to this time last year or how the pandemic is impacting that rate. The pandemic has impacted the way the district communicates with parents of kindergarten-aged children. For instance, in-person informational meetings were canceled in favor of virtual options and postcards mailed to neighborhoods with many young families. Plus, this Wednesday marks the first day clerical staff return to their offices in the Sioux Falls School District. Conrad says that can make a difference, too.
Many people who may have placed a phone call and are just saying, gosh, you know, here's my situation. I'm not really sure if my student is ready for kindergarten this year or what have you. Those phone calls go to a voicemail and are called back as soon as we have staff in the office.
Conrad says parents can begin the registration process online. She adds registering before the start of the school year can ensure an easier transition for the new student. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.